Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
We sent a message tonight. Make no mistake about it. We sent a very strong message. And while we didn't achieve our goal, we must all remain focused on the most important goal, which is defeat Governor Tom Wolf in November of this year. We all need to come together to do that.
Voice of Paul Mango, who came up just short. Scott Wagner is the GOP candidate for governor and will face Tom Wolf in the fall. 6:39, KDK Radio. I'm Larry Richard.
I'm John Shumway. Some surprises in last night's election and some not so surprises.
On our Disk Institute of Pittsburgh Newsline, putting in overtime, KDK TV political analyst John Delano. John, good morning.
Hey, good morning, guys. Always good to be with you. And hey, you know, it's my time of year. What can I say?
Yeah, it's your Super Bowl. Senator Scott Wagner and Tom Wolf, what do you think this election is going to be like?
Well, you know, the Republicans have nominated their most conservative candidate in Scott Wagner. And in fact, we saw this down the line really across much of the primary elections with both parties either going to the right or to the left. But Scott Wagner and Tom Wolf are both York County businessmen. They're neighbors. So they've known each other a long time, and I think we're going to see a very strong competitive race from the Republicans. Pennsylvania is never a done deal statewide for either party. And I think you're going to see, obviously, Senator Wagner is going to do everything he can to criticize and attack Tom Wolf from the right. And I wouldn't be surprised, frankly, if President Trump doesn't enter into the fray. He's going to be here anyway, supporting his buddy who's running for the U.S. Senate. So I think this is likely to be a very competitive race. I know the odds makers are saying Tom Wolf is the likely winner, but the fact is you can never take Pennsylvania for granted, and we shall see.
All right, let's talk about some of the surprises. The Costa name.
Oh, wow.
Synonymous with the service here in the region, but some changes.
Yes, indeed, some changes. Again, this is another example of, in the Democratic Party, of the party going to the left. Two attractive women candidates, Democratic socialists, basically unknown, Sarah Inamorata and Summer Lee, come out of nowhere, run strong grassroots campaigns with the endorsement of the Democratic socialists, and they trounce Paul Costa and Dom Costa by 2-1 votes. Amazing victory for these two young women, and essentially sending a message to Democrats. There are a lot of old-style Democrats in this region who are pro-gun and pro-life, and these women are saying, first of all, they're saying, move over, men. It's time for the women. And secondly, they're saying, hey, you got to be more progressive, more liberal, maybe more socialist on certain issues. That works in some districts, and it certainly worked in these both a city district and a district that's very close to the city in Wilkins and Swissvale, Rankin, Braddock area. So it'll be very interesting to see. Again, this is a message down the line. This is the beginning, not the end of a movement, I think.
Is this their age? They're about half the age of their the ousted Costas. And I'm curious, is this a done deal, or do they have opponents for the fall?
It looks like Dom Costa tried to win the write-in on the Republican ticket. There are no Republicans running, by the way, in either of these races.
Okay.
So this is a done deal. The question is whether they can win on a write-in. It looked as of last night that Dom Costa was losing the effort to get the number of votes he needs to win the Republican ticket, the Republican nomination. But we shall see. We'll hear more about that in the next week.
Let's talk about the Senate race. Lou Barletta has come out of the eastern part of the state. He is very closely aligned with the president, as you inferred earlier. Mm-hmm. Is Bob Casey vulnerable here?
Well, Bob Casey, it's hard to imagine Bob Casey vulnerable, but then it was hard to imagine any of the Costas vulnerable, too. So, you know, nothing's a done deal. Bob Casey has been working and campaigning hard over the last couple of years, much more visible as a U.S. senator than he has been in years past. But the fact is that that his name alone isn't going to carry the day. What may carry the day, though, is that Lou Barletta is essentially identified with Donald Trump. He was co-chair of the Donald Trump campaign for president. Senator Casey has been an adamant foe of the president, voting against him numerous times in the U.S. Senate. So it'll be really a referendum on the president in this fall. And you know darn well that Donald Trump will be in Pennsylvania campaigning hard for his good buddy Lou Barletta. And so that'll make it even clearer to Pennsylvanians. You like Trump, you vote Barletta. You don't like Trump, you vote Casey. And, you know, it's going to be pretty crystal clear, it seems to me, by November.
Clearly with a field that rivals the Kentucky Derby for lieutenant governor when you add both parties. And John Fetterman, it will make an odd couple with Tom Wolf.
Well, yes and no. I mean, I think what Fetterman offers is certainly someone, again, more progressive on some issues, many would say. So he's a link to that wing of the party. He was the Bernie Sanders supporter and leader in Pennsylvania in that primary. He is somebody who connects with Western Pennsylvania and all the mill towns coming out of Braddock as the mayor of Braddock. He's certainly a presence, guys. I mean, you can't be next to that guy. What is he, 6'8"?
He's huge.
Well, he definitely adds some flavor to the Tom Wolf ticket. I mean,
does. And the amazing thing here is that he defeated the incumbent lieutenant governor, Mike Stack. And it's very rare in either party for an incumbent statewide officer like that to lose a primary election.
Yeah, well, so, I think,
again, this was the election for outsiders.
Mike Stack.
Self-destructive.
You know, yeah, kind of along the way.
Yep.
Somebody suggested that if Tom Wolf had three words with Mike Stack in his whole term so far, that would have been too many. Hey, John, great job on your coverage. Get some rest, man.
Oh, well, that'll come. Hey, guys, always good to be with you. We'll keep in touch.
All right. That's KDK TV political analyst John Delano on our Disk Institute at Pittsburgh Newsline.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.